following Evangelism Coach presentation is given by your host, Chris Walker, speaker, church consultant, international evangelism trainer, and principal writer at evangelismcoach.org.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with evangelismcoach.org, and I'm here on our phone call today with Patricia Avitt, who is with Divine Connection Church in Gaithersburg, Maryland. She recently heard me present at a seminar on personal evangelism, and she also then took up the kind of the team coaching program that I have. And so I wanted to give you all a chance to hear a little bit about the seminar itself, but also what kind of fruit has come out of the coaching program. So with that, I'd like to welcome you, Patricia, to our phone call today. And why don't you go ahead and tell me a little bit about your church or about your fellowship there.
Yes, I'm Patricia Avitt. Our church is in Gaithersburg, Maryland. We are actually planting a church. Our first public service was in May. So we've been starting to get to know the community and establishing relationships in the area.
Now, I had the chance to visit your church this summer, and it seems to be primarily a kind of an immigrant-oriented church. In fact, preaching at your church, I think I was translated into French. Is that right?
Our church, the service is in English, but we always translate in French.
Okay.
And most of the people are immigrant or African American.
Okay. Well, with this church that you're planting, I mean, for some reason you were searching for information about evangelism. So how did you come across the Evangelism Coach website?
I evangelism on the internet, and I came across the website. And I never left the website.
And I guess somewhere in there is where you found that I was doing a conference not too far from you.
Oh, yes. It was really exciting because I always tell the people it's kind of hard to find any good teaching in our region here. Everything seems to be in Texas or in California somewhere. So when I saw that it was closed in Pennsylvania, I told my evangelism group that we should be going into that event. So we did.
Now, was there anything in particular in the way that may have kind of prevented you from going to the seminar? Obviously, it was close, and if I remember, it was actually free to register. But was there anything in particular that might have hindered you from wanting to go?
Probably maybe the other people's schedule. That would have been the only thing, because I had to get some people that work in the evening, and I told them, even if you work in the evening, you're going to be sleeping in the car, but we are going. It was like the Holy Spirit just telling me that we need to go. So I think that was maybe the only thing the people scheduled.
And if I remember, was it your group that had the flat tire on the way up too?
No, it was another church that was coming from New Jersey that had the flat tire.
Ah, okay. Well, they made it. I was recalling that someone had a flat tire, and I was like, wow, you all persevered to get there. But no, that was another group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the thing that kind of really kept you most interested there at the seminar, or what aspect of the evangelism seminar really spoke to you?
The fact that he broke every barrier that everybody has concerning all the fears concerning evangelism, because before we were all taught that we needed to get a prayer right after you talk to somebody about Jesus. So it's like where people were afraid of rejection, afraid of not being able to get to that point where the people indeed we pray that prayer. So when the teaching started, it really made us realize that it's not a one-day thing. It is a process in getting to where the people are. And as you establish relationship with them, you start sharing Jesus. You build the trust, and you start sharing Jesus with them.
Now, I remember that you were really excited at the conference. What are some things that you did right after that conference with regards to putting some of those things in practice, and what kind of results have you seen for doing that?
The first thing that we did was put the group together and kind of starting meeting on a weekly basis and telling everybody that, hey, it's time now that we go out. We've done enough meeting in the church. It's time that we go out and put into action what we've learned. So we put a plan where every week, everybody will have a specific day where they would go and establish relationship. Because that was the one thing that also touched me, the fact that because I've been Christian for such a long time, all my friends were already Christian. So how can I outreach among Christians already? So through the teaching that we got at the seminar, we realized that it was time for us to establish new relationships. So after having a weekly meeting where we are accountable on each other, where we tell each other what we've done through the week, we have to go and either establish relationship or follow up on the relationship that we have established the prior week. So every week we have that little meeting where everybody kind of tell what they've done, the relationship that they came across, and we use the debrief skill that you taught us into being able to see how you went and what can be done better the next time. So that was a really big two things that we introduced into our evangelism team.
Well, I like the intentionality that you put in place and that of actually going out into the parks and building those relationships. But I think even more so, I like the intentionality that you had in terms of holding your team accountable to actually getting out there and building those relationships. So many times evangelism committees are more interested in studying evangelism than actually holding each other accountable and doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
But those are some awesome outcomes. Now, one of the things that you chose to do as an outgrowth of that conference as well was to take a small coaching program for personal evangelism that I offer. And what were some of the reasons that you had that made that program really attractive for you all?
First of all, I won't call it a small coaching because it really turned over our evangelism team. So it's a big coaching for us. And why we did it, because I think we needed more, because the training is good, but you kind of get everything kind of fast. And since it was even though I was a Christian for a long time, I have been in different ministries, evangelism was that one piece that I was not doing. So I felt like we need another end, a kind of a mentor. We've already been there. We already walked the walk, so they can kind of help us, and especially with the debriefing of the conversation that we were having.
And so the coaching program was helpful in terms of providing you for some of that accountability, but also to go deeper than what was simply covered in the conference.
That's correct.
Okay. The conference, in other words, like the conference was too much information too fast, or maybe a lot of information too fast, and the coaching opportunity gave us a couple of months to help develop that in your team, but also kind of hold you accountable to putting some of those steps into the process.
Exactly.
And in terms of thinking about the coaching program, what were some hesitancies that you may have had about taking that on?
To be honest, I can't think of any. In the back of my mind, I was just saying that when I get back, I would just tell my senior pastor that I did it. So, because I couldn't see anything else. And another thing that I didn't say, a month prior to that, our church had 40 days of fast. And through that 40 days of fast, because it was what to do, how, because we moved to an area where we didn't know people, so we needed really the Lord to kind of direct us in what to do. So, and at the end of that fast, that's when I realized that you had the teaching in Pennsylvania. So it was almost like a prayer answered by the Lord. So I knew when I stopped in the room and you started the preaching, and at the end you made us pray, into every group was supposed to pray and see where the Lord was leading us. I really felt the Spirit telling me that this is what we wanted to do. So I didn't even think about the price. The price was even so lesser than what I expected, because I have seen other coaching programs where the price is way over. And even though we were a new church and finances is very tight on new church, the price was right, and it was really a leading of the Spirit.
And having gone through it now, what are some of the results that you've seen coming out of this coaching program?
Really, really amazing. Even yesterday, just to talk about yesterday, there is a lady that I have met at the mall probably, I would say, 2 months ago. And we talked. After our first week, I scheduled a follow-up with her. I went to her house. We had a talk. She was a Catholic lady. And when we came there, we had this general talk, and we ended up talking about the fact that, can Muslim be saved? And she was like, well, I believe God loves everybody, so I think they can be saved. And so it drove us into the gospel, so it gave me a chance to really tell her what Jesus did and who Jesus is and what salvation really means. So it was a very good thing there, so we had a very good talk. And she, at the end, she told me that she really learned something. And we kept the relationship on and on. And this last Sunday, she visited our church, and she was like, oh, I'm going to be coming. And that's just one piece. Once she visited the church, she called somebody else, and she talked to that lady about me, and the lady was like, You know what? I think I know this lady. I have met her, I think last year or something at the mall, and she has invited me to church. But here's the difference. Was inviting people to church, but that lady, I don't remember her because I never kept relationship with her. I just invited her to church. And the difference that I'm doing now after the teaching is I establish relationship. So I keep in contact with the people, and I kind of walk them all the way until they become committed Christians. So when I listened to that lady even yesterday, I was like, wow, this is a big difference. Before, I was just inviting people to church. So I had no follow-up whatsoever, and eventually that lady never made it to our church. But now, to another lady that I met, I kind of apply the building of the relationship, and she's coming. I see now the difference of what the teaching has made me do as far as my evangelism action.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you've recognized the more about the process of evangelism and yes. nurturing that in the life of the people that you meet.
Yes.
Now, I think you've also told me that there was another person a couple of weeks ago that started coming to your small group and has now started coming to church, and you've been able to see this gentle spiritual awakening in this person's life over the last several weeks.
I have so many examples now, but I know who you're talking about. That's another lady. Actually, she got baptized on November the 5th at our church. So that's so exciting. I had met her at the mall, and I took her phone number, and I called her a couple of times. She was really busy, so we didn't have a chance to woke up the first 2 months. But another time, I met her again at the mall, and we had another talk. So little by little, we established the relationship. And one night, this is another big thing that we learned, that we should intentionally pray for them. And you have referred to us through the coaching some of the excellent reading material. And in one of the books that we read, it taught us that we needed to intentionally pray for those people so that the Lord would kind of birth that thirst and grow the thirst into their heart. And it was a Thursday night. Every Thursday we do our discipleship meeting. So at the end, we prayed for the people that we have met at the mall and prayed that the Lord would bring up opportunities so we can go deeper with them. So I remember praying really deeply for that lady on Thursday night. And Friday morning, she called me. I was at work. She called me. She was like, I can't take it no more. The Holy Spirit has been telling me to go to your church, and I need prayer. It's time for me to do the next step and to fully commit to the Lord. So I was so amazed. I indeed prayed for her. And since that following Sunday, she never left the church. Now she's a member of the church. She's been baptized. And she is now doing what I've done to meet her. I think 2 weeks ago, she went for the first time to the mall and starting also establishing relationships. So the Lord has been really good, and the coaching has helped us really a lot into seeing results. And that's another thing. And I want to speak to pastors who are afraid of doing the evangelism or going into the coaching. It's not the everyday evangelism that we receive. It really is going to help your church grow. Because sometimes we think that, well, evangelism, we're not able to put the connection between establishing relationship and seeing the church growing. Indeed, after maybe 2 or 4 months, you will start seeing the fruit of what you sow in the life of those people.
Well, I think those are some excellent examples, and particularly now in your context, you said that you've gone to the mall, you've encountered people, you've started building relationships. Now, some in my audience will immediately think that you've gone out there with a track to present these four spiritual laws, because that's the model.
Oh, no.
Because that's the model that they have in mind. So, tell us a little bit about how you feel led to certain people, and then how you kind of start that relationship in a no-pressure environment that I know that you do, but help my listeners understand a little bit more about how you start that relationship with someone in the mall.
Sure. The one thing that I would say is really, even before you go out, praying and pray that the Holy Spirit will lead you. And so when you do that, this is what I've done. When I go out, I look for point of connection with the people where the Lord is leading me to. I have children, so I go to the playground, and I find there other women who have children, and I just start a regular conversation. Just, you know, how long you been here, how long you been living here. And by the time I leave, we feel like we're already friends, and we exchange phone number, and I just follow up with them. Some of them, the Holy Spirit tell me it's not time to talk about Jesus. Well, some of them, the Holy Spirit tell me it's time to talk about Jesus. So in some instances, I have just spoke about Jesus. In other instances, I didn't even say anything. We just started building relationships. So there is a big thing about leaning on the Holy Spirit. I never took any track with me. The most that I would have with me would be our church business card. And having been giving that to everybody, I would do it if I feel like the Spirit say, this person is ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what you've done is that you've really taken the principles that I lay out in terms of waiting on the Holy Spirit, watching for that prompting of the Holy Spirit, and listening for that spiritual thirst. I think that's the key to how evangelism is working in your ministry. And you've already mentioned it just a little bit, but if there's a pastor that's listening, that's thinking about this but not quite sure, what kind of advice would you give to that pastor about maybe taking this?
I would tell him to do it, take the evangelism group, do it, either take the usher, do it, because he shouldn't be limited to our evangelism. This is what I've been doing now. I'm extending it to everyone in the church. And that coaching meeting that we had, that's why it took us a little time to kind of adjust, because I wanted everybody to be exposed to it. It's something that has to be done by old Christian or Christian that have been Christian for a long time. Everybody can do it, because on an everyday basis we come across people. Like, we just need to know, to be taught the tool. We need to approach them in a safe way, and kind of, because all we do, we just co-working with God, co-working with the Holy Spirit, and just holding to get the next step of the Lord. So if there is pastors out there who are hesitant, I tell you, do it. You will really see the fruit, and it engage your church. People start seeing the commission, because we all, every time we hear Matthew 28:18, that go ye and make all nations the disciple, we really don't know how to go. Everybody's afraid of being rejected, and this teaching and this coaching will really be a great tool, and like a stepping stone that your church will take on and on, and you will see people coming to your church as a result of them establishing the relationship. And when people come through relationship in the church, they have a higher tendency of staying. Another thing that we've done at the beginning, we were doing postcards, we were doing a lot of marketing, and we realized that those people didn't stick long enough, because they didn't have relationship established in the church for them to stick. But through the teaching that we received, through the coaching, every single person who's coming is staying, because they already have that relationship. They already seen somebody living their faith, and they have really going to help your church grow, and it will keep your people really alive into knowing that they're really participating to the Great Commission.
Oh, fantastic. You've really encouraged my heart today. Thank you. One other question that has come to mind is that in your church, you're not the senior pastor, but it sounds like you're in charge of the kind of the evangelism team. How might you say that this has impacted your pastor's view of evangelism and your pastor's work as an evangelist?
Oh, our pastor is so excited. He's even asking me, is there anything else you guys can be doing with that coach? Because he has seen the result. He has seen the result. He has seen how passionate everybody is getting. Before, it was hard even to get people to go and doing servant evangelism, because the people were like, oh, well, people are they're going to reject me. Or I'm afraid of just standing on the side of the road and giving stuff to people. But when we tell them to go and make friends, and as you make friends, introducing the gospel, everybody is on board. I would say at the beginning they were afraid, but because they've seen me doing it and seen the results, everybody's now getting on board. So our pastor is really excited about it. He really sees the fruit. And I think he told me this is it's the least investment we've done, but we've seen greater results. Because for other churches out there who've done postcards, they know that they are expensive. And
yes,
it's like you're throwing a big net, and the result is really few, especially for strengthened church or for small churches. So the coaching, the price you paid and the benefit outgrown so much the price, even though the price is so much reasonable. So our pastor is really excited, and he sees that he sees the results of what we're doing as an evangelism team.
Well, fantastic, and I thank you for your time here on our call this afternoon. And it is my hope that some other pastors and churches would take advantage of the opportunity. And for those of you who are wondering about this particular coaching program, it is a program that I offer as a service on my particular website. If you go to the evangelismcoach.org website and you look under personal evangelism coaching, which is under the little tab up there, you'll be able to find out more information about what it means to be involved in this program. Real simply, it's designed to kind of be a four-month program where we spend time on the telephone for about an hour, up to an hour and a half, in a conference call where I'm with your team and we talk about personal evangelism and what that means in your context and how to grow in your skill set in that particular area. So this is a program that Patricia's been talking about with me here these last few hours, and it's a program that I make available to you. This has been Chris Walker with evangelismcoach.org, and I want to thank you for your time today.
The preceding message was shared by Chris Walker, the main author behind evangelismcoach.org. For more materials on evangelism training and growing your church in the power of the Holy Spirit, or to request Chris to speak at your conference or event, visit the website at www.evangelismcoach.org.